Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello everyone. Before you listen to this week's episode, I just wanted to give you a warning that Eric and I sound like very strange AI robots. Our microphones decided to have a party and not work. And so we sound a little weird. We did everything we could to fix the audio, but it just sounds a little funky. And I'm so sorry about that. I'll do everything that I can in the future to make sure it doesn't happen again. But we still really wanted to post this episode because we love it and we thought it was a fun one. So we hope you guys can enjoy it as well, even though we sound like robots. Here you go. Please enjoy. Thanks.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger here with Carrot Eric Stockland, my co-host and handsome husband.
Carrot Daddy.
Carrot Daddy. House. I'm so excited today because we're going to talk about something I've been wanting to talk about for a while.
What's that?
Girl, are you ready? Are we jumping right in?
That's what this is. It's a jump right in medium.
Well, first, we should address your sexy voice, I guess.
Oh, I'm a little bit raspy today. I'm a little bit under weather.
Eric's a little sticky wicky.
Sticky wicky.
Yeah, it's so strange. Like when you have children,
you're sick all the time.
I think it's like having kids just means someone is always sick.
Always.
Like it's all literally always.
Yeah.
Like we will, and it'll go through like Wesley will get sick, and then Flo will get sick, and then Maisie will get sick, and you'll get sick, then I get sick. And by the time I'm sick,
A new one has started.
Yeah.
But it does kind of domino effect like that.
It totally does.
Like over the course of 2 weeks, and last 2 weeks has gone by, then a new...
Yeah, and someone's sick again.
Virus has started.
Not fun.
And so variant.
Little Mr. Stockland Pants here is not feeling well, but I have some fun...
Little Mr. Stockler Pants?
I have some fun comments that I want to read.
Oh, those are always so fun.
And I also have... Oh, man, am I ready for relax today?
Me too.
Do you want to go first or do you want to go first?
I think I have gone first the past couple weeks. So what's the one that stirs off?
Sure.
Real Miss Denim Lovey Pants.
Thanks. That's so... I love when you talk dirty to me. Mine's long. We're going to be here a while. So is that a pay?
I expected nothing less.
Okay. Because my relax this week is dolphins.
Oh, my God.
So I have notes.
You and your love for maritime mammals.
I wrote a thesis.
Wait.
I literally wrote this out.
You have a spreadsheet?
I have 2 pages worth of...
When was the last time you printed a Word document?
Today, how you about?
About dolphins.
Literally today. So this is, okay, so dolphins. Everyone loves a dolphin, right? Who doesn't love a dolphin? I've loved dolphins since, who's that? Lisa Frank started making neon
the Trapper Keepers.
And Trapper Keepers and backpacks and pencils and stickers since I was a wee little tot.
I've never seen a dolphin and not
dolphin?
Been... Dolphin and not been like, oh, look, a dolphin, and had to anyone else I'm around have to make sure that they know that I saw a dolphin too and point to where the dolphin
so exciting.
At least was in the ocean.
Every experience I've had with a dolphin has been lovely, wonderful experience. I have swam in the wild with dolphins.
Oh, I've never done that.
In Hawaii, it was magical. I for your birthday, not last year, been here before, we went on a boat and we were swarmed by beautiful dolphins jumping during a sunset. So my dolphin experiences have always been pretty magical, but dolphins need to relax because there's a dark side of dolphins that I didn't even know about. Do you know about this? If you're on this thing. So I came across, I'm going to say it, a TikTok the other day. And it was this person who was like, hi, she's like a marine biologist or something, living out every millennial woman's dreams.
Oh, then I believe this to be fact, whatever she said.
She said, what's so funny is everyone loves dolphins, but did you know that anyone that works with like sea life or works with the ocean hates dolphins? Like, they are so mean. And I was like, huh? And I was in the comments, all these people were like, yeah, I work for the ocean.
Yeah, what?
And
ocean jobs? What do you mean?
I don't know. Like,
people that work at like SeaWorld?
Marine biologist type people. Not people who science the ocean.
Uh-huh.
They're not as great as you think. And I was like, what? So I looked it up in Lubbock.
What do you mean? They're like dickheads?
Love. Let me flaw my notes.
Okay.
Dolphins are often seen as cute, friendly, and gentle animals from the ocean. But these beloved, playful creatures have a dark side. Dolphins have many lesser-known behaviors that could be described as overly sexual and malicious. Contrary to
this... I'm sorry. Did you copy and paste this or did you write this?
Obviously, I copy and paste. Okay. What do you think I am? A genius?
I'm just like... It didn't sound like your vocabulary, so I was like...
I did edit it down. So I took excerpts from multiple different articles.
A bibliography will follow.
Yes, okay. Yes. There's a lot of...
Go for it. Sorry
to interrupt. I need to give a lot of credit to different articles.
Malicious sexual behavior by dolphins.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Contrary to their reputation for friendliness,
uh-huh.
Dolphins can display aggressive behavior towards humans and other marine species. While interactions with humans are often positive... There have been documented cases of dolphins exhibiting aggressive tendencies, including biting, ramming, and even sexual assault. Some...
I think you're supposed to say essayed.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. And some S.A. moments.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
You said it before, yes.
Smexual smallow. I don't know. What rhymes with that? Nothing. Some human scuba divers have been put into compromising positions as dolphins... Yeah, scuba divers. Dolphins have attempted to mate with different scuba divers. Random people. I read an article about a little girl who was like attacked by some dolphins trying at some like amusement park. There was dolphins like humping like a dog on like people trying to swim with dolphins. Like they like well, they're
like
aggressive.
Dogs do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So if they're feeling particularly aggressive, in mating, they can put scuba divers in
horny
positions.
The horny is the word you're looking for.
They will not be able to escape from underwater and may be slapped into what the dolphin believes is submission. Even on land, you're not safe. Some dolphins have been recorded humping the legs of humans that were in water. Dolphins are, here's where it gets bad. Okay. So right now you're just like, what? So like dogs hump legs, like dolphins can't hump legs, right? No love. They're aggressive and it's about to get worse.
Well, no, I'm sure there's equal examples of dolphins, like, saving someone's life as the shark was following them or carrying them to shore because they were drowning. You know what I mean? I'm sure, like, lots of...
Okay, someone's only seen the movie Flipper and hasn't actually done science research.
Flipper, a dolphin tail.
Okay, you know what, love? I don't want to hear about...
I auditioned for a dolphin tail.
The movie?
Yeah. The one where, like, the dolphin has...
I know, it's it. Tail. Of course I know that.
I auditioned for that movie. It was one of my first auditions.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
I didn't get it.
Okay, so it's about to get bad.
Okay.
Dolphins are kidnappers.
What?
When male dolphins want to mate, some will form an alliance of a few dolphins, then they will select one female dolphin to kidnap from a pod and take her away. They'll attack her and separate her from the group, and then they take her where they can have her alone, and the dolphins take turns mating with the female dolphin and only let her leave after they finish. And if the female dolphin tries to leave, they bite her, smack her. They've found wounds on female dolphins. They've even attacked and killed females' babies, like brand new babies, because they want all the attention for themselves and they just want to mate. And they're like, this is distracting you. And they kill the babies.
This is disturbing.
They needlessly torture their victims. Some dolphins have been observed slapping little fish around for fun or even tossing them up on a beach to watch them suffocate slowly. They kill animals that they don't even eat for fun. They torture animals for fun. Here's a wild one. Dolphins do drugs. You ready for this? There's a particular species of blowfish that secretes a neurotoxin, and in high doses of this neurotoxin, you can get muscle cramps or even have a painful death, right? But in small doses, it seems to have an effect similar to marijuana. And the dolphins
are getting
love it. Yes, a pod of dolphins will happily take and pass the poor blowfish between each
other. Don't pass them
like
around.
A joint. And when the blowfish has exhausted its supply of poison, they soon find another. Hello? They're druggies?
Well, what else? They don't essay
other dolphins and humans. They attack and torture other animals.
I'm just saying, like, they're very smart animals that, like, don't have phones. Or, like,
what? What animal has a phone?
Well, I'm just saying they're very cerebral, they're very smart, and they don't have any, they're bored.
That's not an excuse for essay.
I said it doesn't excuse that behavior. But the whole, like, everything else, it's just, like, just sound like a smart, bored fish.
Okay. First of all,
they don't even have, like, couches.
Wait, not to yes we have me here. Dolphins are evil.
No. I mean, I'm just trying to find... I'm just...
The positives? Druggy, essay, and mean murderers. They're murderers. Anyway, here's where it gets crazy. And this is a good example of into my brain, okay? So I just wanted to talk about how dolphins are kind of like the worst, right?
Yeah.
I love a dolphin, by the way. This is not deter me from loving dolphins. I will still squeal with delight when I see them hopping out of the water. I love dolphins, but I have... Now my eyes are open to that they're maybe not so nice. But here's the deal. First of all, did you know a killer whale, like an orca, that's a dolphin? Is that a whale?
What do you mean?
It's literally a dolphin.
Well, it's called an orca. It's a killer whale, orca. Are dolphins orcas?
No, orcas are dolphins.
It's a...
A killer whale is a dolphin.
Is dolphin like the subheading of marine mammal?
And
orcas fall under dolphin?
Dolphin. No, there's a bunch of different kinds of dolphins.
And
an orca is a dolphin.
Okay.
That's at least when I ran out of Google. Maybe that's not true, but well,
I don't know. I think they look more like a dolphin than they do whales.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, like think about whale. They have a blowhole in the back, but they also... Oh, wait, so it is... But they don't have...
Gray
whales. Whales don't have, like, big... Do whales have fins on the top?
Yeah.
I guess they do. Wait, do they?
Dolphins do.
Well, dolphins do. I just sound stupid, okay? And I'm about to sound whatever.
I love whales. You don't even know if they have fins on the back?
So, whales?
Yeah.
No, I know, but for some reason, I'm thinking of, like, a huge... I'm thinking of their tummies, like a big humpback whale.
What? Where do you think...
I feel like we should cut all this, because this is, like, us thinking about dolphin tails and fins and... Anyway. So, my relax initially was how dolphins are mean and they need to relax. But then, my brain being my brain, I got a little distracted and now I have a new relax, okay?
Okay.
So, when I was looking up facts about the dolphins, I saw that there are some dolphins that are endangered. And I was like, I just thought dolphins were dolphins. But of course, there's lots of different types of dolphins, like the killer whale is a big dolphin. There are lots of different kinds. And then I was reading about the different endangered dolphins, like the Atlantic humpback dolphin, the Amazon River dolphin, the Maui dolphin. These are all different dolphins. There's multiple that are endangered. And then it got me thinking, well, how do you know if it's endangered, right? Like, and then I started really thinking about it. I was like, and extinct, like, how do you know it's extinct? Like, maybe you just haven't seen one in a while. Like, who's making these decisions?
Oceans are pretty big.
That's kind of not
you're like... Specifically, dolphins being extinct are all extinction.
Just like extinction. I'll get into it, but like extinction...
Well, there are people that like spend their lives studying this and they tag and they...
One person can look at an entire world and count them all? Like, come on.
I'm sure there is logic
because
behind this.
This is what got...
That's more than like, I haven't seen one in a while.
Right, well, because this is what got me thinking about this. So I'm like, oh, all these dolphins are endangered. The Atlantic humpback dolphin, it said there's about 1,500 left in the wild. And I thought, who's counting? We have only discovered...
My biologist who like...
Time out. No. We've only like discovered or explored or whatever, like what is it, 2% of the ocean? Something crazy small number, 1%, 2% of the ocean? You're telling me you can openly admit, I've only seen 1% of the ocean, but I know there's only 1,500 dolphins left? You're a liar.
I'm certain that like
there's gotta be
all the names, but like you're not having to look that far. If like if it's a Maui dolphin, it seems like deer or Maui. If it's the whatever river dolphin, then I'm assuming it's in that river.
How do you know? What if it's
and so they're looking there?
What if there's only a few there, and because the actual ones are all in that other 99% of the ocean we haven't gotten to yet?
I don't know. I think there's more of a science to determining if a species is on the endangered. Of being extinct.
You don't think it's a little suspicious that they're like there are only 1,496 this many after this creature?
Well, I know
who's counting.
I will.
You explored that. You looked everywhere.
I know it's like the California condor. Like there's a very specific amount and that are that is on
and they look left. It's a bird. It can fly anywhere.
No, with like
you cover like all of them. You
hundreds of people that are like obsessed and live for this and yes, and they do know where they all are.
There's no way they got the fall. It's a lie. And I appreciate the people who do this.
Do whatever you want, people. Animals are not going extinct.
No, they are going extinct, of course, because I looked into it more, okay? Because this is where my mind went. I went, wait a minute. This is kind of crazy. Okay, so now I was like, what causes something to be endangered or extinct or what classifies? Not what causes it, because we know what causes it. But like,
people.
Yeah, people, climate change. But like, what classifies something as endangered or extinct? So then I searched it. And extinction, when I recently popped up on Miss Dr. Google, is extinction is the death of all members of a species of plants, animals, or other organisms. One of the most dramatic examples of a modern extinction is the passenger pigeon. A pigeon, I thought to myself. We were just talking about pigeons. The passenger pigeon is extinct. What are you talking about? So I Googled that.
We love pigeons on this podcast.
We love pigeons. And there's this passenger
pigeon. They come up almost every episode.
So I Googled passenger pigeon. There's pictures of pigeons that this passenger pigeon, apparently it's beautiful. And I was like, it looks familiar to me.
Wow.
I'm like, I feel like I've seen that.
I knew you're done.
So I looked that up. Okay. They were once one of the most abundant birds on the planet living in the United States. But hunting on a very massive scale, overexploitation by humans, as well as deforestation, led to their extinction. And then it put a date, September 1st, 1914. So then I thought, well, that's, first of all, how do they know that the last one died on September 1st, 1914? Well, whatever. Like, they didn't even have computers,
right? Love.
Okay, whatever. But then I still thought, you know, that's fair. Okay, if that's what classifies an extinction, you haven't seen it in 100 years. Like, yeah, the thing's freaking gone. Like, if no one has seen a passenger pigeon in 100 years, it's extinct. That's fair. But then it got me thinking.
Your relax isn't an opinion. Your relax is like, you're like, I don't believe science.
No, I do. Oh my God, I love science so much.
But like,
I very believe science. I'm talking about extinction. And I'm so grateful for the people who study this stuff to help endangered species. I think it's important.
Good. I'm glad you said that.
But I'm just saying that, like, when people... I don't...
Maybe dodo birds are out there. I just haven't seen one in a while.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Passenger pigeon, no one's seen it in 100 years. Okay, I buy it. Okay? But listen, this is where I... So I'm sold again. I'm like, okay, extinction does exist because obviously dinosaurs are extinct. Uh-huh. We haven't seen those in millions of years. But then, like, passenger pigeon... Okay, we haven't seen 100 years. So then I'm like, but... Is there anything that's recently gone extinct? So I Googled that. And so I'm going to tell you things that have recently gone extinct. Golden toad is extinct. Okay? Date of extinction? Uh-huh. 2019. That's sus to me.
Because you're like,
really?
It's only been 5 years.
It's only been a few years. And y'all are like, we haven't seen it in a while. It's a little frog. Like, how many people are looking for that specific golden toad? How many?
Somebody.
How many scientists are looking for that specific golden toad? There is not enough people looking for that specific golden toad. You don't know because confidence that there are none anymore.
There might be someone that studies, like, there's probably a name for someone that studies frogs,
amphibians,
whatever. And like, and they're researching this kind of frog because there was its own neurotoxin that could get you high or it could cure cancer, and so like someone was keeping track of them, and then
of course,
and then they can't find them anymore.
I don't deny that there are people who specialize in these things, lots of incredible, brilliant scientists and people who want to help these frogs or whatever. I'm not denying that. I'm saying that there's not enough of those people. The ratio isn't great enough to say confidently, like, if let's say there's let's be generous and say there's 10,000 of these people. I don't think 10,000 people looking all over the whole world for this frog. You could confidently say you've looked everywhere in the whole world. And
well, they can't just do a census. You're right, but like, I
think they should change the definition of extinct to humans have not located one in a certain number of years.
Yeah, after a certain amount of years, then you can say it's extinct.
But you can say it's extinct. The definition needs to change of extinct to not, like, it doesn't exist. It's very narcissistic to be like, well, I haven't seen it, so it doesn't exist.
Well, I've certainly seen headlines many times in my life, I feel like, thought to be extinct, whatever, found in here. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
That's my point. People are claiming, well, I haven't seen it, so it doesn't exist anymore. And that's how they talk to you.
A lot of the people that do this are bringing awareness to deforestation.
Because can I tell you something else?
Climate change.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you, but I'm really on a roll. I'm almost done.
Uh-huh.
This is the thing. It's very important that these people do this because... So I'm looking at what's most recently been extinct, right? And there are a few animals. But guess what there mostly is, okay? Tell me if you hear anything in common with these creatures. So the golden toad extinct, right? Mountain mist frog, date of extinction, 2021. Sharp-snouted day frog, date of extinction, 2021. Chiriqui harlequin frog, date of extinction, 2019. Splendid poison frog, date of extinction, 2018. Horquin robber frog, date of extinction, 2019. What is happening to the frogs? We need to talk about this.
QAnon.
Frogs
QAnon
are
frogs.
Disappearing. And I didn't know what's happening with the amphibians.
Why is Fox News not talking about this?
Then I searched, what's happening to the amphibians? Where are they going? And it turns out that humans are killing off all the frogs. It's like climate change. And there's a lot of reasons.
I honestly thought you were going to bring it full circle and say dolphins are knocking them like into rocks for fun.
And dolphins are
murdering all,
killing all frogs.
That's really disturbing that a very specific species is being...
Yeah, and then when I Googled it, there was so much news on it. Like, there's so many articles.
Not to mention, I love frogs. Are some of those frogs?
And we also need to do some more research on frogs, too, because I also saw, I didn't do enough research on it at the time because I had to come here and record this. But I did read that, like, you're not supposed to touch a lot of frogs because the oils from our skin can hurt them. But we catch frogs with flints sometimes.
So we've caught on a couple, yeah.
So we shouldn't do that. Well, I need to look up the different species.
We're not handling them, though. We're like, so we're walking around.
Doesn't matter. The oils from your skin are supposed to touch a lot of amphibians, and I didn't know this.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful for all the people who are.
I think salamanders too.
Yeah, like we shouldn't be touching these things.
Oh,
I also saw recently that some forms of snails, like if you touch a snail, like the snail saliva, if it gets into your body, like in your skin, even just by touching it, it can make you super sick. But he shouldn't be touching snails.
I touched a snail yesterday.
You should not do that.
And now my voice is like this.
Well, anyway.
No follow-up.
You're fine.
I touched a snail.
I know, but now I'm like,
No, but you were like, tell me about the snail. Where did you see the snail? Why did you touch it?
Snails all the time. What do you mean? You saw it in the backyard, I'm sure. Okay, so anyway, all that to say, I went on a crazy rabbit hole today. And... now I'm so
now
sad.
Now I know, and you're like, you all sleep to like 5 in the morning last night.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? You're just researching.
It goes on and on and on. But the final thing I want to leave it with is like, I of course, I'm so grateful for people who study this stuff and who are here to help the animals that are going extinct and that are endangered and we're hurting them because of our selfish behavior here as humans. I'm so grateful for all those people. I'm not discrediting all their hard work. I'm a dum-dum and I'm just being silly. But it is like something to think about, like, you sure you don't know where they are?
Yeah.
You're sure? And my final point on this is like one of the things on this list of extinct animals, love. Uh-huh. And it was just on this one website. Could be made up. Who knows? I didn't fact check these
websites. It's not a website. It's true.
The bird cryptic tree hunter, okay? Extinct in 2019. That's fine.
It's a bird.
A bird. It's called a bird cryptic tree hunter. Extinct in 2019, okay? Here's the problem, though. Was only discovered in 2014. Okay. So we haven't seen this bird until no one found it until 2014, and now no one can find it, so it's extinct? No. This bird is good at hiding.
What is this character?
Biatches.
What is this character?
I'm just like,
what?
It's
What's
not happening? A character. I'm serious. You cannot say this animal is distinct. No humans have ever seen it until... And I saw another website that said they first saw it in 1995. But even still, even if it was 1995, like, hello? Like, 1995 is not that long ago. So all of time, no one has ever seen this bird because it's that good at hiding and flying around into places no humans can go to. So you finally see it in 1995, supposedly, or perhaps 2014, as the other website said. And then all of a sudden, it's extinct in 2019. No, you just can't
what
find
is this
it.
Character?
It's been hiding for all of eternity. It's always just been
that
hiding.
That one, I mean, with only that information, I would probably bet like there's one out there.
Of course, there is.
Okay,
but the frogs are actually going extinct. We need to help them out. Climate change.
I think it's good that you're bringing awareness to this stuff.
Anyway,
science. Well, you're skeptical.
I'm not a science skeptic.
Don't believe in extinction. You don't believe in dentistry.
I do believe in these things. I believe in extinction.
You think the world is flat, Colleen?
First of all, never say my name like that. That is so strange. I do not think the world is flat, but I do love watching flat earthers debate people.
Okay.
And he's fascinating. I love it.
I got some relaxes to get through, man.
Okay, sorry to waste your time. That was a very long rant.
It's great.
Wasn't that all interesting information?
I think that's the first thing on this podcast that's ever been researched. And by research, I mean copy and pasted through a few websites.
Oh, I think you're going to say a Rumble website, which is accurate.
Yeah. It wasn't even www. It was woo woo woo.
It was .edu. .gov.
Yeah.
You know, when a website doesn't end with .com, I'm like...
What do you mean, like a net?
Yeah, .net? Yeah. Isn't there one that's like .... It's like two letters.
I don't know.
Or like when people have an email account that's like, you can email me at bob@bobstown.com. I'm like, did you create an email website?
Email, yeah.
Anyway.
Company email.
Mr. Rax, where you live?
I got a few things that I want to talk about. one thing I hate. This is the
hate word.
Is the phenomena of when someone can't think of something. Phenomena. We've already talked about this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm just get through.
There's an N on the end.
Yes.
Okay.
I like to say phenomena.
Phenomena.
Yeah, I know. So it's what it makes me think of too. That's why I like to say it like that. It's the phenomena. Of like when you when someone forgets something, and then they ask you, "Hey, I forgot this thing. Can you tell me?" And you know it, but it makes you forget.
Oh, I hate that.
Them forgetting makes you forget. Mm-hmm. That drives me crazy, and it's so interesting to me that like forgetting something can be prompted, can be contagious in a way.
I totally know what you're talking about. I've never thought of it that way. I've always thought of it as the pressure of remembering it. Makes me not remember it.
Sure,
so it's
that's
not
okay.
So much that like you forgot it, so then I forgot it. It's that you forgot it, and I feel pressure. Like that's like I there's pressure to immediately say what it was.
It's become a stress.
And then
so that makes
the pressure
sense.
Makes me like
stress.
Panic.
Yeah,
and stress.
The stress and panic of it makes it fly out your brain.
Yeah, and then you can't remember it, which is even more stressful. So then it makes it even worse.
It can be like, and it's usually like really obvious, like dumb things, like what's that thing called? You know, where like. Where you put your luggage up in the something.
Right.
What are those things called?
The overhead bin.
But like imagine that you couldn't think of overhead bin. It's always something like that.
Yeah.
Like something mundane that everybody knows and you can think of it all the time. But if you were to ask me, that, if you were to do that to me, I would probably not be able to think of overhead
bin. This happened to us the other day.
Yeah. That's what made me write it down. It's because it drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It happens sometimes. I was hoping I could like make it happen.
Yeah, but no, because I'm aware of it, it can't be, it has to be, like, impromptu. You know?
Right.
Because I knew, there was no stress about it, because I knew you knew what an overhead bin was. I knew you were trying to think, and so I was like, you know what it is, I don't have to panic about this, it's an overhead bin.
Yeah.
But if you're like, oh, what's the name of that place? And you were stressed, and I was like, oh, I need to think of it to help him, you know.
Yeah.
There's, like, the stress of the stress.
Right, yeah. No, that, when you put it in those terms, it totally makes sense, but it's so crazy to me that happens. It happens to me, frequently enough that it...
I do think it's
interesting. To relax.
The idea that it's contagious is, I don't think that is. I think it's, for me at least, it's how I said, like the pressure of thinking of it makes it go away. But
that makes more sense.
The contagious thing is interesting to me because there are weird things that are contagious that make no sense.
Like yawns?
That makes no sense.
Yeah. Was there another thing you were thinking of?
No, just that. Yeah. Why are yawns contagious?
A yawn is like when you like forget, your body's like subconsciously needs more oxygen, right? So, like, why would that?
I don't know.
I think so.
I thought a yawn was just what it's you're sleeping. Okay. Fake yawning does not make me
fake yawning not contagious. Maybe someone listening yawned. You don't know.
No. Maybe. Perhaps.
Comment if you yawned when I fake yawned.
Okay. What's your next relax?
My next relax is we took a friend out for dinner. Last week for their birthday to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. This restaurant was, it's pretty nice. And in fact, it has a Michelin star. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting in this restaurant where they proudly have their sign up that they received a Michelin star. And it just says like Michelin star. And it has like the guy, like the cartoon Michelin character. And I go, Michelin's tires.
They make they make tires. Why do they get to tell us what restaurants are the best? You guys make tires. And I was just thinking, like, that's so strange. Is that real? Is that, wait, it's a tire company that Michelin stars? Because, and once we were in Amsterdam.
You didn't think there's multiple people with the name Michelin?
Well, no, it just never occurred to me. I mean, obviously, I'm not eating fancy. I hate going to restaurants, period. I've eaten one other one when we were on tour with you, with your shows in Amsterdam. We had a 3-star Michelin, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, this one was just a 1-star. Yeah, but that's a pretty big deal. I think that's rare, and I think that's what chefs, my brother's a chef. I think the spot, a lot of them aspire to, like, to this judgment by a tire company.
But it's
so
not
I did research, love. Sorry, I didn't print it out.
Yeah, I didn't print it out, though.
I didn't print it out, so I'm an idiot. It's also not up on my phone, so give me 1 second here. Okay. Michelin is a car tire company. Do you know where they're made?
Michigan?
You would think Michelin, Michigan. It's a car state. No, they're made in France.
That sounds fancy.
Michelin is a French tire manufacturer based in Clermont-Ferrand, France. And it's the second largest tire manufacturer, only second to Bridgestone, of course.
And they like are good at restaurants?
I'll tell you the whole story. So Michelin tires started in France by two brothers in like the 1890s, right? They're making tires in France. And then about 10 years or so into them making tires in France, one of the brothers was like, hey, we're making tires. We should make like a guidebook to France. So they like started like the Michelin tire guidebook. I guess like if you're, I don't know. That was like his idea. Like because they make tires and tires on cars. And tourists need rental cars. I don't know. But they're like, we're like, we'll make a guidebook to tourists visiting France. And part of that guidebook was like attractions and other things was like restaurants. So they'd be like, we like these restaurants. Then about like 10 years into this, putting out this guidebook every year, they started to like really, you know, all became about restaurants. And they invented like around 1926, the star system of like rating restaurants. And now they send like secretly teams of people to restaurants to judge them on all these different things, atmosphere, experience, the food, obviously the menu or whatever. But yeah, I thought this is just something that never occurred to me. And it was because these two brothers in France started a tire company and they were like, we should make a guidebook. And then we're like, we will be the authority on if a restaurant is good or not. And everyone was like, that sounds fine. Tire guys.
I definitely just thought
they were chefs. They made tires.
I definitely thought it was just different people with the same name.
But the logo is the guy made of tires. Like on the actual Michelin star like placard, it's the white guy who's like made of tires and he's like pointing. It's the
really?
Yeah.
They got these fancy, the fanciest, most expensive restaurants in the world. They have like the lame cartoon is what plaque they get.
Yeah, Tire Man. Like it looks like the Marshmallow Man, but
that's weird that they
like
made tires. You think it would look like a diploma, not like a cartoon.
Diploma.
Like this
certificate.
Like, a certificate, like a diploma.
No,
like
it's just a tire guy, the tire cartoon guy, like going like thumbs up.
Like Fred Flintstone, just like good.
Flintstone, same up again.
Huh.
While we were in this restaurant, I was writing this down. I go, while we're in this restaurant, I go, Michelin, the tire guy, I'm writing that down. I got to research that later. But I didn't want to, like, interrupt this conversation. And so I just quickly opened up my, like, notes on my phone. And I wrote, Michelin guys, restaurant is the tire people. And then for some reason, I still don't know how to do this. But the app, like, the notes app started, you know, where it was, like, 6 of us. All there talking in a restaurant and it was like taking dictation, like the notes that I looked away from my phone and I looked back and I was like, it was writing down everything being said in this conversation. No.
Why did you delete it? I
freaked out. And I was like, and you looked at me, you're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. My notes app is recording everything that people are saying. Like, and you go, that's the most dad thing I've ever heard you say.
Yes.
It was like me, like technology. I just lost control of it.
And it just started, that was very dad of you.
And I just thought that was so funny.
I wish you kept it so you could know what we sent.
But I know. Well, yeah, I sent no. I deleted it because it felt invasive, you know?
Well, of course.
I think that's like illegal. I think recording people like, without their knowledge. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even, like, it's funny because I use this a lot. So I would like to know how to do
your phone?
Yeah. No, like write down notes to myself.
Use this device that I have.
No, but do you know that there's a dictation mode in the Apple
I've
notes
never used it.
Session?
I've never used it, so I don't know.
No, I don't. Like, I'm looking at it now, and I don't even know. There's not a button. There's like a camera button, and you can write it one, and like a marker, but there's no like. It's not writing anything I'm saying down now.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't know how to make it do that.
I don't know how to make it do that either, love. I'm sorry.
But it randomly was doing that at the restaurant, and I thought that was pretty silly.
Yeah, I wish we figured that out.
All of my relaxes sound like a really bad, unworked, like, comedy routine. We got one more for you, folks. Charging. What are we doing?
Charging?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
What are we charging?
It can go in so many directions, but this is an actual note that I, not dictate, but wrote into my phone.
It's about kids' toys, because I hate
charging.
Charge
what are we
toys.
Doing? I mean, all things need to be charged and are never charged or won't charge.
Yeah.
Can we just go back to batteries?
No.
Ready to put double A's in an iPhone.
Same. Okay.
My phone won't charge because this plug doesn't work. This is the new phone that I got.
It's your new phone.
Because the other phone won't work because the plug-in wouldn't work to charge. It's not to charge my phone. I have to put on one of those things that doesn't work to charge. Put it on a thing.
This is why I don't like Bluetooth.
Magnet.
The headphones, whatever. The Bluetooth. What are they called? AirPods. We sound so old, but like those. What are they called? AirPods. This is one of my things. I've always said I don't like Bluetooth stuff, where it's like, but people are like, you don't like wireless? You don't want wireless? I'm like, no, give me the wire.
Yeah.
Because you know you never have to freaking charge these headphones with a wire. Last night, I was up late, and I was making something. I was making a little piece of jewelry, and I wanted to listen to music. And I didn't want to wake anyone up, so I went to put my little earbud things in, and they were dead.
Did you go?
Yes, of course. So I put them in the charging case, and guess what else it did?
The
charging case.
Mm-hmm.
So to charge it, so then I had to sit there and wait for it to charge.
Then you had to find
silence.
A charger. You could find the cord, but you couldn't find the little the cord goes into.
Listen, I get it. Like when I was a kid, I remember hearing like my parents, my grandparents, like, "Oh, back when I was blah blah blah," and complaining about how things are, and I'm there. I'm at that point. I don't like cars now. I hate that in cars, there's like screens and things and buttons and all that. It used to be like you get in a car and there's a button for air conditioning and a knob. And there's a button for radio and a knob.
No.
Period, the end, point blank. And now it's like, which system do you want to use? Which, like there's a bajillion.
It's like an unresponsive comments. Touch screen.
None of it makes any sense. It takes 20 minutes to get anything to load. I cannot stand it. And then with your phone and with the Bluetooth of like connecting something to a computer or to your phone, like I just want to plug it in. Just let me plug it in and
yeah.
It works.
So that's not exactly what I meant, but yes, but yeah, sure. For that, your headphones and your Bluetooth thing, I'm good at. But yeah, no, I'm more meant like everything, like kids' toys. Bought Flynn a monster truck toy that's remote control, but like it, you don't put batteries in the truck. You have to charge it.
Nice.
And so at the bottom of this monster truck, there's like a little flap that opens and a cord pops out. That's to charge for like 2 hours. We go outside and it lasts for like 10 minutes. It still starts doing an annoying beep telling you that it needs to be charging again.
Yep.
And I'm like, bro, why can't I just put batteries in it? I get obvious batteries are bad for the, I don't know, how you recycle batteries is difficult and it's a bit bad thing, but like, I don't know, like,
It's
everything now. It's like cars. We just flew back. We're gonna get in the car, but first we have to charge the car.
Right.
Again, environment. Where, you know, these frogs are disappearing. Like, so I guess we should charge our cars. But like,
yeah. No,
it just seems like everything in my life needs to be charged.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I shave my face with. I'm just gonna list things that need to be charged.
Everything.
My phone. Yeah. My AirPods.
I don't want to have to charge.
Car.
Everything's dead. It has to be charged.
It's all dead. And if it's not dead, and I go to charge it, it like won't charge. Like I'll wake up so much in my phone, like not have charged. You know what I mean?
I was editing today, and you know what died? The mouse to my computer.
Oh, because mouses can't have cords anymore?
So I had to charge it, but you can't use it if you're charging it because the plug is on the bottom of the mouse. So I can't use the mouse. So then I couldn't edit for a half hour. It sucked a half hour of my day. I was like so mad.
Don't forget to plug in the keyboard now either.
Well, that was not as hard because that's...
It can just be... Yeah, it's not as...
Plug it in and then you can just use it.
But still, it needs something that needs to be charged.
Yeah, if something has to be charged, that's fine. Okay? I don't mind if, as long as you can still use
the batteries. The batteries in these cameras need to be charged.
Like, how come, like, the AirPod things, how come they haven't figured out a way where, like, I can have it in my ears and it's charging? Like, that's what's annoying to me. Is that, like,
just a cork, there's a cork.
I know, but, like, it's just...
You want it to chart with, like, your brain power?
Yeah.
Like, earwax?
Yeah, put those magnetic waves right up to my ears. I don't know.
Is it safe to have Bluetooth headphones in all the time? Is that, like, a safe...
Nothing that we use is safe.
I wonder, sometimes I fall asleep with, like, AirPods in, and I wonder sometimes. if that's super bad for you.
I don't know.
I have ear fatigue from them.
Yeah.
I looked it up. It's a real thing.
Maybe your earbuds are too big for your ear holes. Maybe you got small ear holes.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Why then I bought the smaller ones, like the old school ones.
The suctiony kinds. I can't wear those. Those for
no. It's a trend right now since we're so old. I saw that there's like a new company that has invented. This is an ad, obviously, but like there's a new company that's like they're advertising on TikTok. They invented like a phone, like it's like a smartphone. But like you can't do any social media on it. Like you can look. Essentially, you can just text, call, or look at your emails, and like that's kind of it. And it's like because for people that like
don't... so a phone.
Yeah, but like not
a flip phone, like what we had.
Right, and those are coming back. They're like relaunching that like Nokia phone that everybody had.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Like people are so distracted by these things now that they're like, I just want a phone that's just like a phone. But I also need to look at emails and texts.
So then you have two phones? So you're just making more phones?
No, so I get rid of like all the social media on your phone and all that stuff.
So then you wouldn't have an iPhone. You'd only have the Nokia.
You'd have this.
Or flip phone or something.
Yeah. Would you ever do that?
No, I would absolutely never do that. And no one would.
I'm saying that like I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I feel like...
You would not because...
There's some like famous actor... that like doesn't have a cell phone and you have to like, oh, Bill Murray, like Bill Murray doesn't have a cell phone. And like when you want him to be in a movie, there's like an answering service. You call, you just leave a message to make him like an offer to be in a movie, but he doesn't have a phone.
That's fine. You would never do that. You need GPS. You never want GPS.
So that's probably beyond this phone.
Stuff with our kids. Like I feel like there's always something like with my children where I need to have my phone to like locate something or search something like I need it. Always to have full access to internet. Social media you don't need. You can always delete that from your phone, you know? But the other stuff, I feel like in today's society, it is kind of almost a necessity.
Yeah.
They're starting to say that, like, are they trying to put it into, like, law or something? I don't know anything. I'm really dumb with politics and whatnot. But, like, are they trying to put, like, a law or make it something that internet, like Wi-Fi, is a basic human right, should be a basic human right? Like, people should be able to access Wi-Fi everywhere.
I think that's like a, yeah, that's
the thing.
Yeah.
See, like, if that's like where the world is going, like, I think you kind of need to have access to the internet just as how our society is if you want to, like, be a part of society. Well, at least with children, I feel like. If you didn't have kids, I feel like it might be different. But with my kids, I feel like it helps me feel safer knowing that, like, I'm a Google search away from finding out that dolphins are evil.
Yeah.
To help, you know, our kids in some way.
What's that?
Huh?
Or like, what's that rash?
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I meant. I was making a bad dolphin joke. But yeah, like, what's the rash? Or what does this mean? When do I need to take them into the doctor? Or how to make slime with my kid? Or how to get to a certain place? What's the healthy snack recipe? Or how to get more of this particular thing into their diet? And stuff like that. I feel like I need...
That led me to another thing that needs to relax.
Oh my gosh, we're on a roll today.
This is my last one.
You can have as many as you want.
You... hyperfixate on hobbies.
Okay.
And now it's slime.
You know what's funny?
And I think it's fine because, like, you're doing it with our son and he loves doing it. And like, but, like, you do it alone, too, now.
You know what's so funny, though? Is that there was one night where I played with slime for 10 minutes. And now you're saying that I'm obsessed and hyperfixate on slime. I'm actually...
I get the mail.
Not at all.
I get the mail, and it seems like every day when I get the mail, there's, like, a new box of, like, an independent artist's slime that's being sent.
Has there been a new one? Did I get one today?
I handed you expecting one?
Probably. No.
Because, so I handed you one yesterday.
No, the whatever one you handed me most recently was the one that I was playing with a couple nights ago that you were like, oh my gosh, you're obsessed with slime now.
It's all over every table in our house.
That's our son.
Every flat surface is slime on it. And guess what, guys? It's
It's slime.
Yeah, I'm
not. It's not. It's everywhere.
Slime. I don't like slime until this actual, the box that you just most recently discovered for me. That one actually did have some good slime, but Flynn does really love it. Yeah. He loves it. And I didn't understand it. I've always hated slime. I've never been into it. And then I found this one particular type of slime. I'm like, oh, this is enjoyable. But I haven't played with it or used it since that one night where I was playing with it for like 10 minutes.
I'm sorry.
But I am excited by like the cute aesthetic of like, people are very creative, these slime companies.
Yeah.
What they make.
They are really creative.
And those are really
where
fun.
Where is this, like on Etsy or something?
Yeah, there's Etsy shops. There's TikTok shops. Like,
uh-huh. Like, because they all look like, thank you for supporting my small business. And I'm like, oh, wow, someone's like making a ton of these. And they're like literally in my garage.
Yeah.
Like,
they're becoming like huge warehouses and stuff. These like young girls, like young women.
Oh, that's cool. Well, slime entrepreneurs. Review some comments.
Oh, fine. I will.
Let's get out of here.
All right. Let's read some comments here. Thanks for all your comments. Keep them coming. We love them. I love hearing your guys' thoughts and feelings and opinions on my stupidity and Eric's hotness.
Stupidity?
Did I say stupidity?
No, it's just the way I said it. I can be stupid too sometimes.
Oh, wait, so you were making fun of me and you just said it that way?
No, I don't know what it was. Honestly, I'm just thinking.
Are you sleeping?
Just
eating. Okay. So let's read some comments. Liz said, I love the Truck of the Day segment. Can we get a throwback and have Eric bust off the guitar and sing a song? People are wanting you to sing, Lottie. Let's hear that majestic voice.
Don't make this.
I want to hear it.
Well, like when I used to do songs on the podcast?
Yes, of course.
Huh.
Let's hear you sing, love. You got a song right now?
Not right now. Maybe next time I know. But I don't think people actually want that.
Savannah said, Eric is a hottie. Colleen, you lucky, lucky lady. And I agree.
Make me uncomfortable section.
No, it's the like I'm the lucky lady section, and it's Father's Day. This is Father's Day's coming up after this episode comes out, so it's celebration time to celebrate your hotness right now. That's what it is. That's why I read that comment. Happy Mother's Day. That was your present. Me reading someone else's comment about how you're hot.
Thanks. That's nice.
Okay, Connie said, anyone else want to see Colleen and Eric blaze up during an episode? I can take it very easy just to see what
anyone
happens.
Else want to see Eric and Polina have panic attacks on the podcast.
I mean, of course, have someone there to watch the kiddos, with just a thought. You don't want to see that.
Although it's legal in the state, I don't think. Fine, let's do it.
No. You can if you want to. Do it too.
Who says I'm not right now?
I mean, you're not. I have tried the Mary Jane. Is it the same thing?
Sure. Well, the singer?
No, the singer.
Yeah, Mary J. Blige.
Oh, is Mary Jane?
Yeah, people say that.
Oh, I don't know.
But there's lots of slang terms for it. Doobage? Doobies.
Anyway, I tried it a couple times and I do not enjoy it.
Purple herb.
I don't like it at all.
You don't like it?
No. Don't like.
You don't like swag?
I like swag.
But not swag?
Is swag weed marijuana?
It's like a bad marijuana.
Oh, my. I definitely don't.
Tell me about a time.
I tried it and I laughed so hard. I remember thinking I felt like my body was out of control, but my mind was still present. So like.
What?
I was laughing hysterically, and I remember in my mind going, like, stop laughing. This isn't funny. Like, in my head, I was like, this is not funny. You can't breathe. You're going to die from laughing so hard. Stop laughing, you idiot. Like, this isn't even funny. But I had no control over how hard I was laughing.
Yeah.
And I hated it. I felt like I was going to die. Like, I really hated it so much. Even though my body might have seemed like I was, like, enjoying it and laughing, like, I did not like it at all.
What did you do? What did you consume?
Marijuana.
In what way?
Like smoking it, I think.
Out of?
Like a thing.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you did like a gravity bong it or what we're talking.
What does that mean?
You know what a gravity bong is? Mm-hmm. It's when you use water and you use the gravity. Like
no, why did I not use that?
Force.
No,
I'm never using one of those
things. No, I
taking bangers.
No, every time I've tried,
did you rip a banger?
Every time I've tried, I don't know what that means. Every time I've tried it, which has only been a handful of times, like very small, like less than a handful of times.
Uh-huh.
I've only done it because people are like, come on, come on, like total peer pressured. Like people are like, come on, you gotta try this. Come on, you'd love it. This will be, you're trying the wrong kind. So let me try this kind. It's a sativa and the diva and the leva. And try this one with the, this one doesn't have any of the CVS's in it. Like, and I don't know what any of these things mean.
Oh, okay. And the indica or sativa.
Yeah, I don't know what any of these things mean. And this one, this one doesn't have any HTC.
It's more THC versus
TLC. Like, I don't know what any of these things mean.
It's a culture.
And I have tried a few different kinds because everyone tells me I've tried the wrong kinds.
Yeah.
And I haven't tried it in so many years. But like, so that was one time. Another time I tried it, I was extremely paranoid and I thought the cops were going to come arrest me.
Yeah, they could.
And I was sobbing.
Oh.
Like, I'm not fun with it.
It doesn't sound that fun.
No.
The thing I don't understand, well, my mind just can't handle it anymore. It's not fun for me anymore for a very long time. But the crazy thing to me was moving out to California and like edibles is like such a thing. Like people are just like, oh, I'm going to take an edible because I'm getting on a plane. And I'm like, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. Or like I was like getting a minivan for our family the other day. I was in a car dealership and the person I was dealing with to get the new minivan for our family, was like somehow it came up that like that they love edibles and eat them for work.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, doing car finance stuff. I just think that's crazy to me because what happened to me once was that me and two friends were at their apartment. They were neighbors of mine in this apartment building. And there was actually, it was like a third story apartment and there was like a walkway across like the middle to get to like the two different sides, like a kind of like a bridge almost, but like three stories up. And I had gone into their apartment and they had gotten these Rice Krispie edibles, but one of them was a Fruity Pebbles Rice Krispie treat edible. And if you know me, I love Fruity Pebbles, and the Fruity Pebbles in a Rice Krispie treat just sounded, it was amazingly delicious, right? And it was just like the one thing. So I thought like, I'm going to eat this thing. They're like, no, and then they saw it. They're like, no, you're only supposed to like cut a little sliver off and eat it. You weren't supposed to like eat the whole thing. And I proceeded to be on a roller coaster ride from hell. It was crazy. I ended up sleeping. They gave me, I went up hiding under their kitchen table. And they covered the kitchen table with a blanket with me because I felt like I needed it to be safe. And I slept at their apartment under their kitchen table, covered like a tent, because I was too scared to go back across the walkway because it was three stories up. And I tried to get out of their apartment crawling, but I was too scared that if I stood, I would somehow fall, fall over off the balcony. So I ended up sleeping under their kitchen table.
Tell me that story. That's
yeah. Funny. And then I woke up at 5 or 6 in the morning went for a bike ride or something because it was like I just needed to be outside. It was crazy. So I was like riding my bicycle alone at 6 a.m. on like Hollywood Boulevard. I'd be like, I'm alive. I made it. I made it through, guys.
That is...
But it was like I
think you're just convincing people that you should get stoned before an episode.
You want that to happen on an episode of this?
Sounds hilarious.
I literally felt like I was on a roller coaster. That wasn't like a euphemism. Like it was meant my brain was on a roller coaster in my head. It was debilitating.
Yeah, not fun. Well...
The next episode,
week,
yeah.
Next week, we're going to be...
Russ Addison, we're done.
There's one more I want to read, and then we're done. Okay, Jen said, my mind was blown because I'm always talking about these sea creatures, you guys. You know I love a sea creature. And this all started because of my love and shock about the fact that narwhals exist.
Yes.
And I love a narwhal.
Ah.
So anyway, Jen said, my mind was blown when I read that a pod of belugas adopted an abandoned narwhal, and they mated and had a baby. And this isn't the first time that it has been documented. And so I looked it up.
What's the name of the cross species?
Oh, a narluga.
I just said that you had that right on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah, so a stray narwhal, I just searched it because I was like, what? A stray narwhal has been adopted by a pod of beluga whales, and now baby narlugas are a possibility in the future. The male narwhal was spotted with the pod of young male beluga whales in 2016 in St. Lawrence River, which connects the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean. So this has happened before, like in the past though, and there's been different, and here's like, I found pictures and videos of like this narwhal with a bunch of belugas.
Narluga.
And they're going to make narlugas. And I was like, well, are they just saying it's going to be a narluga, or has a narluga ever existed? And they have.
Because someone has seen it, love.
You know, but the what I read?
It's possible to see things in the ocean.
You know what I read?
They exist. What?
That they found these narwhals are very hard to spot because they're very skittish. They're hard to observe in the wild because they're like skittish and they're scared people and they're just like, get with me. Anyway, there's these hunters that killed three whales, and they ended up being these Narlugas. They're like, what are these weird freaking whales? And it was Narlugas. This is many years ago.
Yeah.
But like, that was, I think, I don't know, maybe that was one of the first times they saw one or something. And that's why I was reading that. I don't know. It was a quick pee. I didn't have much time to do
research. I don't know why it's relevant that you came across this information when you were peeing.
Because I was looking up about Narlugas and if they're real. Because I wanted to see a Narluga.
What is having you peeing have anything to do with it?
Because that's the time I had when I was sitting and looking at my phone.
Well, why was that relevant?
Because.
Why bring that up? Why you just say I was looking at my phone and I saw this? Why be like, why two times in two sentences specify that you were peeing when you came across this information? What? Why did you that help
because
your story?
I was, yes, because I was saying like I didn't do much research because I only so have the amount of time of the pee. No, because otherwise it just sounds like I'm lazy.
So you're quantifying it by like pee time?
It's like, oh, I didn't do enough research because I didn't care because like I don't care about research. No, I do care about research. I only had the amount of
you
time
you suddenly
do
it when you're peeing. Okay.
It was only time right. I had. So I just, it was a short amount of time.
All right.
So it wasn't my lack of research wasn't because of lack of interest or lack of proper research. It was lack of time because my pee was short.
Okay, that makes perfect sense then.
So I need people to know.
I'm basically breaking it up. For okay. Clarifying.
Whatever. Thanks for listening, everyone. Please leave comments for us for next week. And we're going to see you stoned out of our minds. Just kidding. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.